This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Each legislative session, the state's constitutional officers, or the heads of government offices who are elected by voters, bring their priorities to lawmakers and ask for support for various legislative changes. This year, newly elected Commissioner of Agriculture Kent Leonhardt is hoping to change the structure of government, expand a growing program that's been controversial in some parts of the country, and provide incentives for purchasing West Virginia-grown products. Ashton Mara has more.
This morning, members of the House Committee on Agriculture will take up two bills backed by the state's new agriculture commissioner, Kent Leonhardt. Elected in November, Leonhardt ran on a platform of finding new niche agriculture products to put West Virginia on the map. And House Bill 2453 just might provide a boost for one of those products.
Well, I think we need to move forward with the industrial hemp program.
During the 2015 legislative session, lawmakers, including Leonhardt, who was a member of the state Senate at the time, voted to make it easier for researchers in the state to get a permit to grow industrial hemp. It's a plant in the cannabis family that is illegal to grow because of federal drug laws. Hemp has a much lower level of THC, the mind-altering drug of other cannabis plants like marijuana, and can be used to create any number of products.
They make purses with it. They tell me that the body armor you can make out of hemp is stronger than Kevlar. There's thousands of products out there that people talk about using.
But state law currently only allows researchers taking part in university studies to grow hemp. House Bill 2453 would change that, though, allowing the agriculture commissioner to provide licenses to commercial growers as well. The thing is, West Virginia-grown hemp that's going to be turned into a variety of products, it has to stay in West Virginia. Because the plant is an illegal substance under federal law, it can't be shipped across state lines. That's not necessarily a bad thing, though, according to Leonhardt, who says a fresh crop could attract new businesses and manufacturing jobs, but it poses a small problem.
It's a little bit of cart and chicken and the egg and cart before the horse. You have to get the growers to grow it, but then you also have to have the manufacturers come in. So there's going to be a little bit of a challenge there, but I believe we can work our way through this.
Leonhardt is backing another bill that he says poses a similar problem, the West Virginia Fresh Food Act. The bill will also be discussed by members of the House Agriculture Committee today and will require all state-funded institutions, like schools and prisons, to purchase 20% of their fresh produce from in-state farmers.
That's helping create a new market for fresh foods in the state of West Virginia. We obviously are importing more than we're growing.
But Leonhardt says that could change if farmers had steady buyers to produce for. Again, the chicken and the egg. But Leonhardt says he's working with privately owned regional aggregation centers to make sure those supplies are there, should lawmakers choose to move the bill forward. Leonhardt is also asking lawmakers to consider restructuring state government to bring the Division of Forestry under his authority. The commissioner says trees should be considered a crop, one that just takes slightly longer to grow.
When you look at what's happening with our state's resources, we're one of the most forested states in the nation. We're number three, and we're number two in hardwoods per square mile. We're growing trees at a rate of 2.5 times the rate of harvest, which means we could harvest double our forestry industry in the state and not lose our natural beauty.
The bill is likely to draw pushback from some environmental groups who disagree with Leonhardt's assessment that trees are a crop, but Governor Jim Justice has also pushed to increase timbering to revitalize the furniture manufacturing industry in the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.
Commissioner Kent Leonhardt joined Ashton Mara on last night's episode of The Legislature Today. Tune in at 6:30 tonight on West Virginia Public Broadcasting to hear from Mac Warner, West Virginia's new Secretary of State. The Sierra Club hosted a public forum last night featuring the newly appointed Cabinet Secretary of the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, Austin Caperton. It was his first public speaking event as Secretary, Glennis Board reports.
Caperton opened with nostalgic anecdotes of life in a family that owned Slab Fork Coal Company in Raleigh County, West Virginia.
I was born in 1951, and I can't remember a day when Slab Fork didn't have a sewer system and a treatment plant for water. And very few, if any, of the surrounding communities had the same thing. I take pride in that because it's part of my family's history and how things should be done.
He talked about his love of the outdoors, about being a golfer and a world-traveling bicyclist. He admitted he had limited experience with matters dealing with environmental protection, but was open to answering every question posed by the 40 or 50 people who showed up to meet him at West Virginia University's Mountain Lair in Morgantown. Caperton frequently and frankly admitted that he didn't have a lot of answers yet to many questions. He said his time as secretary so far has been dedicated to understanding his staff and the responsibilities of his agency. Attendees, including students, residents, and professionals, asked about everything from his position on pending environmental legislation to his stance on climate change.
I don't have a clear stance. That's a bad thing about being an attorney. I can read the literature on both sides of the equation, and I just don't have a clear stance on it.
He was quick to point out that his personal convictions had no role to play in his duties as secretary of the DEP. Caperton was also joined by newly appointed environmental advocate Edward McGuire. McGuire had just spent the day touring the oil and gas fields of Doddridge County. Both he and Caperton promised to return to Doddridge to meet with residents affected by the oil and gas industry there, several of whom were there in the audience. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.